Well, John, we're gonna start all Jocko in this particular one.
Do we need to be black and white?
Yeah.
In 1837, I was on the battlefield.
Dramatic as Jocko.
Bullets flew overhead.
Okay, so today's 12-minute talk, John. What brought this up was I'm making my way through the book Ice Front by Gary Robertson. And there's an interesting quote in here that I'm just like, yeah, typical boomer, you know, boomer mentality. So then I ran a few polls on TPH and got some interesting results, which I mean, I didn't expect any different because, you know. So I thought we'd talk about it because I find it very interesting. So I'm going to start with the quote. So this is from, you good? Oh, you are good. This is from chapter 21 of, again, the book Eyes Front by Gary Robertson. The chapter title is What Makes a Good Varmint Hunter? Okay. Now, there are several things in this chapter that I greatly agree with, but here's my favorite. The great varmint hunter shoots a bolt-action rifle because... I can't even finish this. The great varmint hunter shoots a bolt-action rifle because he knows... It is not the number of rounds that you shoot that kills the critters. It is where you put them that counts.
Wait, when was this book written?
You know, I don't remember when he finished it. Isn't there like normally like a year on this bitch somewhere? I used one of the pages to make notes one day.
I would check like the back cover, bottom.
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway,
it's been out for a couple years, regardless. I mean, I've found a few misrepresented comments in here, but it's okay. So, what that led me to, like I said, I read that quote and I'm just like. That's just boomer mentality bullshit. Like, it is what it is. So, what that led me to is more curiosity. So, I went to TPH and ran some polls, as I always do. Now, my first poll was, what do you shoot for predator hunting? Semi-auto or bolt action? Now, I also allowed them to choose both of them, but overwhelming majority, as I expected, is bolt action. There's like, I don't know, 400 or 500 people voted, and 75% shoot bolt action. Now, what really got me curious was as why. So I ran that poll. And what I did was basically like, okay, of this 75, a separate poll, of this 75% running a bolt action rifle as your primary predator hunting rig, why? And then I also let me know down below. But I put up a few choices. Now, of those choices, one of them was, I believe that it is more accurate than a semi-auto platform. That's the one that won. So, I found that very interesting. Now, be sure and let us know in the comments what you run as it pertains to predator hunting, bolt action, semi-auto, and why. Because I'm always fascinated by the whys. Some people have legit good points. Some people are just so outdated in their information, it just blows my freaking mind. So, I say all that to say this. John, with modern machining and everything else, wouldn't you say that a good quality AR would be just as good shooting as most bolt action rifles nowadays?
I would say that most ARs are more capable just as most bolt guns than the people shooting them.
Big facts. Yeah. Now, there was one gentleman, and you know, we've talked about it before. I don't remember what episodes, like semi-auto versus bolt action. he brought up a good point, which we've brought up multiple times. They're just more, as a whole, well, short range, I kind of don't agree, because, like, same basic fundamentals still apply.
Yeah.
Long range, yes, you have to stay in the rifle, be more careful, all that stuff, to shoot it accurately and precise. But as a whole, that's just not true nowadays. Like, that was true once upon a time, and it's still true to some rifles. I feel like, okay, tell me where you're at on this one. I feel like you can get a much better shooting rifle going bolt action at a less...
Oh, yeah, for the price.
Cheaper amount. As opposed to, like, on the higher end of the spectrum.
Well, generally on an AR, you're going to be over $1,000. I mean, I know there's some use cases or some special cases that's not the case, but I feel like there's a lot of bolt guns for under $1,000.
Yeah, there's... Well, I mean... I need to run another poll. An updated one.
But, like, at 1200, you're getting... Like, if you spend 1200 in AR, you're, like, a base level AR. You spend 1200 on a bolt gun, you're getting into, like, some nicer stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the bottom of nicer.
I feel like... I never forgot my point. I would have thought... Okay, so amongst all my answers on the poll about why, I would have thought it would have won the... Which, I mean, I knew in the back of my mind what people were going to guess, but what they're going to select. In one of the answers, it was better caliber choices for the bolt action. I would have thought that would have won. I think it was actually second place in the polls. I didn't write that down, but because, like, well, like I said, you know, 48% chose they believe they're more accurate shooting than semi-auto platforms, whereas everything else is kind of mixed up. But I think number two was better caliber choices for bolt action rifle. Now, there, you know, again, there's a lot of people, and I've said this and I'll say it a million times. Most varmint hunters do not maintain their equipment good enough to properly run an AR-15.
Yeah.
And I, you know, insert fucking range boys. Spare me the bullshit. You don't know what you're saying. Please stop talking. Out here in Moon Dust City. Well, I'll back up. Most predator hunters are harder on their shit than you are your shit going to the range, throwing it around for fun. Some of the filthiest, most beat up rifles I've ever seen were predator hunters' rifles. Like, I swear to God, it's a great way to test a rifle platform and optics for, like, rigidity and, you know, no maintenance, none. Just absolutely none. So I feel like, while it still exists, like that old, oh, bolt action rifles are more accurate, that's not necessarily true anymore. I think your barrier to entry is way less expensive for a good shooting platform. Now, I would urge, if you are wanting a semi-auto and you're worried about that particular aspect, the accuracy aspect, that's just no longer true. I would urge you to, you know, what do you fall on this? Would you rather, okay, I want a fantastic shooting AR-15 platform. And we're saying AR-15 because AR-10s are gay. Where would you buy or build, John?
At this point, I'm buying. I mean, but, like, building, I think, you know, we're building used to have this advantage because, you know, it's like, oh, I can get specifically what I want, but now there's so many different AR manufacturers that it's like you can just buy that what you want. And, like, right, like, building an AR is not hard. It's like, it's hard to fuck it up, but there's also some special things you need to do to, like, make it right. Like, there's some, you know, if you don't already have the tools, you don't have the right tools.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not to say that you can't, like, put together an AR without, like, with incorrect tools, because you can. But, like, why not just have a company do it? I mean, generally speaking, you'll probably spend more if you build it out these days.
There's no doubt about that. because it's a rabbit hole that you'll get caught up. So, okay, so with the ultimate goal of top accuracy, you would still buy instead of build? Instead of selecting certain components?
I don't know if you watched the latest Q video about the stainless steel barrels.
Yeah. Been saying that for years.
Oh, I know. It's because everybody gets...
Everybody's stupid.
You know, back whenever all the AARs were chrome-lined, cold hammer forged barrels, obviously, that's meant for, you know, longevity and, like, durability under certain firing schedules. But, like, with a... I mean, your Core 15 had, like, the cheapest barrel humanly possible. Yeah. And it's... Like, it'll shoot good. And, like, if you're not shooting, you know, M855 or M193, like, it's going to shoot good. I mean, keep in mind, military standards, like, 4 MOA.
Right, which is stupid.
It's pretty awful.
But anyways.
I'll shoot my 600-yard target with iron sights.
I think if I was going to buy right now, I would probably go with a company like Type A where I can custom order my shit.
Yeah.
But past that, I'd probably build. And I only say that because, like, I'm so finicky about my shit. Like, I want to pick and choose all the little components. If we're going, like, Wade, sit down, build me the most. Or no, Wade, get me the most extremely accurate AR-15 platform for you to shoot, meaning yourself. I know what stocks and everything else I want. I want to know exactly what I want to put together. So I'm going to want to pick and pull all my little goodies there. It's simply because I can get it done faster than I can order one from Type A.
Well, I was going to say, that's where it sucks. Like, when you get into certain brands, it's like you're going to have to fucking wait, which is awful.
Now, that's not to say that there are several factory rifles that are going to shoot fantastic. They still, and I'm curious if it's going to catch up like it has in the bolt gun world, triggers. There's still a lot of these rifles that are fantastic shooters, but they still come with that factory fucking 8-pound mil-spec garbage trigger.
Yeah.
It seems as if there are more and more, like when you get an upgraded version of said rifle, you know, whatever the next step up, you're getting better triggers, but I feel like we've hit a point where almost everybody, like, triggers are so plentiful, almost everybody ends up putting a good trigger in a rifle, so why not make it standard, a decent trigger from the get-go? I don't know. Just one of my complaints.
For me, it's like, honestly, I think the thing that pisses me off more than anything is typically safety selectors.
I agree.
But that's, like, such a quick fix that, you know, I think I run AXTS on pretty much everything these days.
I like
the new TriggerTech supposed to be really good.
Are we talking about triggers?
Well, no, TriggerTech, they have a safety selector.
Ooh.
And their detent, if I recall correctly, the detent actually has a roller ball on it.
Oh, yeah.
So supposed to make it smoother. But I haven't personally had one yet.
I have not seen this. I like the new Magpul.
I fucking hate the old Magpul.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one. That's what Novesky put on theirs, isn't it?
Yeah, I take them off all my notes. I actually just did that the other day.
I like the new Badger.
Let's be honest. Radian. The hardest part of AR install and doing it properly is barrel installing the handguard. Now, I'm not saying that it's difficult, but it's like, of all the parts, that's probably the most difficult. Or stay, like, if you're going to stake a castle nut.
Gay.
Right. So, the flip side of that is just
I forgot to ask you this. Did you send that cue video about staking the castle nut to Sean and did it enrage him?
Oh, I haven't even thought of that yet. I need to get one of those. I found them online. I just haven't ordered it yet. But, like, the fixtures where it, like, inserts at the pistol grip.
Right.
And then the buffer tube so you can just torque the piss out of it. Because, obviously, it is going to twist a little. Like, yeah. It's always something I hate, but...
Well, anyways.
YQ.
Today's 12-Minute Talk, John, was brought to you by AllyMunitions.com and Ally Outdoors in Midland. The more I focus on saying it right, I fuck it up. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Someone out there is going to hear me say Midland. They're going to drop that shit in the comments. I found this on the web.
Thanks, Siri. Very cool.
Anyways, we appreciate y'all, and we'll see you guys next time.